DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Are you and Samantha sharing the same igloo? Is that what's going
Apparently.
On?
Apparently.
We gotta stay warm.
Body heat.
Yeah.
Got that steam heat.
You guys are doing it wrong.
See, here's what you don't know, James, about life on the East Coast is at a certain temperature, things just can't get weird. It's just like medically impossible. Like, it doesn't matter what happened. Like, a finger could go someplace where a finger has never been. But if it's a warm finger, it's a warm finger.
See, what I find funny about that statement is you assume I've never lived on the East Coast.
You haven't really lived on the East Coast.
Does anyone really live on the East Coast?
Yeah.
We just kind of hover above it. I'm Midwest, but still, like, I'm on the border.
I actually, for a couple of years, I actually lived pretty close to where Samantha is. I lived in Mansfield, Ohio.
Ooh.
Mansfield?
Yeah.
Mansfield? Get the shotgun.
I just drove through there.
I'm sorry. Is it still shitty?
I mean, yeah. All the M places are kind of shitty.
I'm actually kind of curious now if the house I lived, because you were talking, Samantha, you were talking about your house was built in the 1900s. I lived in a house that I think was built in the 1900s as well. And I'm wondering if it's still standing.
Well, they built them well here during this time period.
Well,
so.
They had to.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we are of course sans Danny and sans Bryce. Bastards.
Meh.
Danny, I've got to work. Meh. Bryce, I've got kids. Meh. It sounded just like them, right?
It's exactly like them. I can't tell the difference. Are they here?
It's like listening to a mirror.
Yet Samantha is sans heat in her house, and Jim just is cold all the time.
Hey,
and they're
here. Cold never bothered me anyway. Okay,
did it? Shrinkage.
Did it?
Being raised Catholic predisposed me to a life of icy, cold isolation. So this is like fucking like summer camp, only with more snow.
Well, yeah, we're getting a lot of snow today. We got a few inches already.
What we can see, Samantha, is him in a hoodie and a sweater and his snow cap. But he's got no pants.
As long as your core is warm, you're good.
My balls emit a radiation that, I mean, isn't technically bad for
it's on par with Chernobyl.
Yeah.
When we're really desperate, we put our hands underneath his balls to get feeling back.
Screw you, not desperate. I'll do it anytime.
Samantha, a little fun fact about me. I get a little feeling back too, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Good. It's like mutually beneficial.
So you know.
Just so you know. Well, I was telling James before you popped on is that our furnace went out.
Yay. And
so as you know, like this storm that hit New York, I'm sure you're feeling the effects of as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really cold right now. And it went out Monday night and we didn't notice until about midnight. We're going to bed and I always turn the heat down a few degrees at night. And I went to turn it down and I didn't hear it and like nothing kicked on. I was like, what is going on? So I went to Ryan and we went down to look at it. Nothing's kicking on. We popped the breaker and we're like, all right, nothing's bad. Like, what's going on? And we took off the side panel, but if we take anything else off, we would actually void the warranty. And then I have a home warranty that is going to cover everything. So that's great. But just,
yeah, that coverage ain't going to do it. You can light that coverage on fire to keep warm while you
exactly.
Wait.
Yeah. Right.
Already did so, it.
But Tuesday, the cold was annoying. Yesterday, the cold was annoying. But today, the cold was oppressive.
I think at this point, you're officially Amish. If you
pretty much
3 days without heat.
But the guy couldn't come until today. So Tuesday, they're like, oh, he'll be there Thursday. And I was like, all right, we can get through this.
So am I staying at your house then if he's not coming until Thursday?
Right?
Bitch, you don't understand. I need some heat. Bitch.
So we just kind of dealt with it, and it wasn't that bad the first 2 days.
Bring your taint over.
Yes, we need your taint heat.
I regret that I have but one taint to give.
You're going to box it up and mail it to me. Let me just borrow your taint.
It's got all these radiation stickers on it when it shows up. Just like,
it comes in a medical box.
Really, you can... Taint's not really something you can just dismantle and send to someone. You got to send that whole thing.
Mine can. I mean,
tell that to Katya in Archer.
Detachable taint.
And she could soak her vagina in the sink, which is just a gross place to do that, ladies. if your hoo-ha comes off, don't just leave it in the fucking sink. Come on.
Yeah. We don't want to see it.
Dishwasher.
But yeah, so the guy came today, and good thing is we can fix the issue. It just needs a part replaced. Bad thing is a part has to come from a manufacturer that's, and even though he put in an emergency order for it because it's cold, it will be here anywhere between, or the maintenance folks will have it anywhere between 2 days to 4 weeks.
And then you got to add like another couple of days for them to schedule to come out.
And then I murder someone because I'm cold.
By the time your furnace will get fixed, it'll be summer.
Yeah. I think you should give them like an advent calendar of motivation.
Yeah, right.
Where like for each fucking day, you got to wait for this magical part to show the fuck up to make the heat come out the wall again. You're going to be like, okay, so after like day 3, I set your car on fire. Which car? I don't know. Someone's car is going up. I'm getting heat from somewhere. You will provide it. Either you will fix the problem here at my house, or I will bring the problem of me not having heat to wherever your flammable shit might be.
But the nice part is we did go get some, like, we did go get a couple like large space heaters. So one went upstairs and one's in the living room. And but the home warranty company will release emergency funds to cover the cost of those heaters. So that's nice.
So you can set the check on fire. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Get about 2.3 seconds of heat off of that.
They went into town and got some of those burn barrels that the bums are usually around and brought those are in the living room.
It's right in the middle of the living room. The dogs love it.
And they invited the bums because they figured the more people in there, the more heat.
Yeah,
more taints.
More taints. Weird.
More taints.
Our taints combined.
Speaking of advent calendars, sure. Jim, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Have you guys been following the saga? Samantha, this is right in your neck of the woods. This is happening in Ohio. Have you guys been following the saga of Frank the Gargoyle?
I most fucking certainly have. The woman who is behind this is goddamn brilliant.
So I've reached out to her, asked her if she'll come on. Haven't heard anything yet, but fingers crossed. Because, like you said, she is fucking brilliant.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Samantha, do you know this story?
I didn't. I opened it when you sent it, but I did not get a chance to actually go through it.
Okay, so for Samantha and for the listeners, there is a woman who lives in Ohio. I'm not sure exactly her town.
There's a woman who lives in a shoe.
I just imagine James is eating hard-boiled eggs right now. It's like, okay, here's the thing.
Just so
there's a woman. Where's my mayonnaise? Where's my dipping mayonnaise? Not that mayonnaise, the other mayonnaise.
The dipping mayonnaise.
That's my traveling mayonnaise. I need that for when I'm on the streets.
The hard streets of the crumbs.
Keep your mayo fresh. and your head on a swivel.
Vlasic, I got to tell you about my day.
You hear this? They're dealing mayonnaise in the back alleys now.
You won't buy some mayo.
Okay, so there's a woman in Ohio, and on her front porch, she has one of those big stone gargoyles.
I wouldn't say big. I would say modest-sized gargoyle.
Yeah.
You know?
It's essentially a lawn decoration or whatever. Yeah. And
smaller than I'd say like a bird feeder. Or maybe about bird feeder height.
So one day, she comes home and she has a note from someone she calls a Karen.
Pretty accurate description.
Here we go.
And the note states that gargoyles are not Christmassy. You need to get in the spirit, blah, blah, blah. So this sets the homeowner off. And she decides.
Can I cut in real quick?
Yes, please.
The non sequitur. There are moments in life that opportunities just kind of come to you. Like whoever this woman was, I mean, we don't know what was going on in her life up until that moment, right? Like it was just another shitty 2020 day for her. And she comes home and this bitch just comes at her sideways with this note. And the woman just, the woman who owns the home, I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I just imagine this awesome.
Let's just call her Frank the Gargoyle. That's what she's going by.
Frank's mom.
Frank's mom. Frank's mom gets this delightfully mischievous light bulb go off above her head. And these like little steampunk gears start turning in her mind of like, oh, this bitch does not know the world she has just stepped into. So, okay. And please go ahead.
There are a few people, most of which are hosts on this show. That would see this note and go, you know what? So Frank's mom
gets excited
and decides, you know what? You do not know who you are messing with, Karen. So she goes into her Christmas decorations and pulls a Santa hat and puts it on Frank the Gargoyle.
With a beard.
Did he have the beard right away?
Yeah, I believe the beard and hat. In case the hat wasn't a dead giveaway, he was like, you know what? Probably should add the beard.
Isn't Frank the Gargoyle a replica of the Creepshow monster, the one that was in the box?
Basket case?
No. I think it's just kind of like a generic.
Okay, because I saw a picture of that basket case. I saw, not basket case, but it's the. It's not that one. It's the other one, that the one that came from the Arctic.
Now I want a lawn ornament that looks like basket case that I can
for Christmas.
I can put a Christmas hat. Well, for any holiday, real Valentine's Day, put a little diaper on it. Give it a fucking bow and arrow.
Easter, it's going to be horrifying because you'll put eggs in it.
Please tell me that's chocolate. Please just tell me. Tell me it's chocolate.
So even if it's not, just tell me it is.
So the next day, Frank's mom comes home again, and there is another note from Karen. And the note is basically, you're being immature. I'm going to report you to the HOA, blah, blah, blah. So Frank's mom, another light bulb goes off and go, okay, bitch, it's on. So Level over the two, course of the next few weeks, Frank's mom has been adding to this horrifying nativity scene on her porch.
She called it like an advent calendar. Yeah.
There are Halloween days. She found a plague doctor, but she put a holiday hat on it.
It's a plague bird.
Yeah. And then put decorations of skeleton rats from Halloween and put them all over. And then she comes home after that and like, the Karen had kicked, like, come up to the porch and kicked everything over.
Whoa, hold on.
This is like the latest thing, but it's like, it's been steadily building.
So what I appreciate the most was her inclusion of Halloween decorations to this whole thing. She put a cat skeleton out there first and like, it was so funny because, like, I forget who it was I was with that saw it with me. And they were just like, where do you get a cat skeleton? I'm just like, oh, you can get, oh, I mean, I
you can get anything
that one could, if one were so inclined.
First, but, you get a cat.
Yeah. But she crosses over so many genres. Like, she's got the elf on the shelf, who's now holding a banner that has just a picture of John McClane in the fucking air vent from Die Hard, which the woman, which Karen mistake for, like, you know, how dare you make fun of the homeless? I'm like, it's John McClane. He's not homeless.
My bitch is in Nakatomi Towers. Thing that she's done so far is the wreath.
Oh, yes.
The wreath of terror. And the first thing that comes out was a plush COVID-19 germ.
Yeah.
I'm going through her feed now.
It's
one brilliant. One of the last things that Karen said was that she was going to report this person, report Frank's mom to the mayor, who is a neighbor.
Yeah.
So
you guys give up yet? Are you ready for more?
Well, and she also, I think one of the most brilliant things that she did was at the beginning where she's like, you're being very childish. She literally took a picture of a pot pointing at a kettle and it's like, it just left it at that.
Oh, did you read the note about how her parents would be so disappointed?
Yes.
And she was like, you clearly did not know my parents.
Well, at first she hits
hippos
her with the,
are
first
Christmas
of all,
AF.
Yeah. Because she's like, hippos aren't Christmassy. And like,
oh my God, yeah.
Apparently the entire other world were like, I want a fucking hippopotamus for Christmas. It's a goddamn song, lady.
Yeah, she was like, she wrote on her return notes, like, they wrote a song.
Yeah. But so he puts a dog out, a dog skeleton that also is
makes with
a
noise and
scarf. And so the first time, I guess nothing happened. He has it set up so there's a motion activation. So like if you walk up to it, it starts barking. And so she leaves for a little bit and comes back. This is the gargoyle's mom. And when she comes back, the dog is like face down on the ground. So what happened was, I'm assuming the dog went off. Karen got spooked and instinctually kicked at it, which, I mean, it would be a natural response. A skeleton of anything starts barking at you. I'm going to throw hands. I'm just going to do it.
Or feet.
But I guess wherever the dog was face down, somehow there was like this like circle, like this wet spot on the concrete that had either from like an icicle melting or something, but it looked like either that's where the dog threw up or that's where Karen peed herself. They weren't sure, but it was like, I was like reading the fucking comments. Like, I'm engrossed in this story.
Yeah. I, my deepest wish is that Frank's mom would just get one of those doorbell cams and shame Karen. Not report her to the police or anything, just shame her on the internet. It's like, now everyone can see what a douche nozzle you are. See,
when I was looking for a house, I specifically told my realtor, I will absolutely not be part of an HOA. Mm-mm. Ever. So what's if the there's benefit? An HOA, skip. There what's is none. They steal your money, first of all.
Pay to have some twat tell you to trim your hedges?
Yep.
Depending on where you live, if you live mm-hmm. in a condo community, an HOA is a good thing because that covers the cost of landscaping and things like that. I've been looking into it lately. But if you're just part of a neighborhood, HOA is garbage. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
But if you're in like a condo or like a trailer community or something like that, it makes
more often. Yeah. And more often than not, HOAs are just stealing your money because I had a friend who was part of an HOA and the premiums were really high. They paid a lot into it. And then it's supposed to be used for emergency funds, too. So like natural disaster happens, the HOA funds are supposed to help the neighborhood repair. So and a lot of it also has to do with keeping your streets clean in winter, salted, iced, and all that stuff. So they're salted to get rid of the ice. But it turns out that they were misusing all of those funds. And this person's roof that there's a big thunderstorm. Roof came crashing. A tree came crashing through the roof. And the HOA didn't have anything.
God, the HOA is going to have. Hey, guys.
Yep. I've heard more horror stories about HOA. if an HOA has been helpful to you, I would be interested to know, because I've never heard a good thing about them, and I will absolutely never be part of one.
Well, and I can't imagine that an HOA can really tell, especially like if it's part of a condo community or something like that. Yeah. Okay. I can understand, but I don't think an HOA really can have any say on how you decorate your house for a holiday.
Well, that's, you know, they can, that's you, yeah. you, they have bylaws, they have meetings. I mean, it's a little, but what community they within a community.
Are they going to make like ground me? Am I not going to be able to leave my house?
They can have you evicted.
Not if you own the house.
I mean, it's house. Shit. HOAs are weird. I don't know. It's stupid.
It's witchcraft. They're dumb. It's alchemy. It's Chinese black magic.
Not evicted. They can fine you a lot.
Yeah, so, but you can also opt out of the HOA.
I was going to say, so you're paying for the privilege to be fined by some asshole who will most likely not be there when you need them. I'll take sentences I'll never need for 500, Alex. And the clue is, thank God the HOA is here.
See, I think I even in a condo community, it's not like the fees are outrageous. They're more expensive than what they're worth, and they don't help as much as they should. So like a condo should work the same way as a fucking apartment does, and just pay your rent, and your maintenance guy takes care of your shit, because that's part of being there. Like there should be no extra cost. It's really dumb.
Well, if you're buying a condo to own it, the HOA covers different ones for different things, but they cover like land maintenance, so you don't have to worry about your yard.
If they're not stealing from you.
If they're not stealing from you.
I would say...
But yeah, you're right. Like, I was looking at one. We were looking at potentially buying a condo here not too long ago, and we were looking at the HOA, because it was like, there was... They had, like, no parking. There was enough parking for, like, one car. So I'm like, well, where do we park the other car? There's no parking lot or anything. So
you must have it destroyed.
But it was like, they have like such limits on like how many people you can have in your house, like for visits. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
So it's you and your wife.
You don't get to tell me how many guests I have in my house.
It's you and your wife, huh? Is the marriage solid? Is it sound? Could she go live with her mother in a pinch if she needed to? I need to know these things. I live 3 blocks away.
But yeah, like HOAs, like they're garbage. They're stupid.
I would cite the People v. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda from a little documentary called Revenge of the Nerds.
Good documentary.
It is. It's phenomenal. A lot of
true stories.
Future doctors and lawyers came out of that movie. But no, it's like you're paying to have a bully in your fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's got to be a president of the HOA, I'm assuming, right? Mm-hmm. And they're corrupt as shit. You know, when do you vote for them, or are they like, you know, appointed? The priest's got to go into like a honey bucket, and like, and then when the smoke turns pink, then it's time to go to Burning Man.
No, see, once every 4 years, the community gets together in a empty lot, and they sacrifice 7 rats,
a drifter,
and 1 goat. And whatever Bill, color the smoke
turn
turns, whatever color the smoke turns determines a number. That number goes into a hat, and then they burn 7 more rats and a goat. And whatever color the smoke is determines another. So basically, they choose the president by whose ever address comes out of the hat of numbers. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time,
and then they burn the hat.
Stinks.
Yeah.
A lot of like rats burnt and hair.
Rats really stink when they burn.
Yeah, just ask.
But
friends.
The goat smells like roses, surprisingly.
Well, they eat the goat. They have like
they're not monsters, jump. Sam.
They run they an HOA. They are absolutely monsters.
They feast on the blood of, you know, young, hopeful homeowners.
Well, and if your house is chosen, you have to pass a test. They throw you in a lake. And if you float, you are not the president of the HOA.
If if you weigh the same as a duck, then you can get the zoning permit to add an addition onto your home. Yeah, that just sounds like a lot of hassle. Like, if it was something where, like, each year a different house got to be president, then, I don't know, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you just shuffle, you just kind of stuff. Well, but even so, like, I wouldn't...
They come to your house, like, Publisher's Clearinghouse with a big check, but it's not a check. It's, like, your name plaque for your door.
Oh, fuck, is my year again? Shit, all right. Hold on, let me get some pants on. I'll be a president with pants this time. You're welcome, Gladys.
I mean, to me,
Dennis, this... we're going to be talking about your lawn.
You see this kind of stuff in movies, you know, like or in TV shows, like Desperate Housewives. One of the women has four kids and has a play set, one of those big like play swings or treehouse
play
sets.
Structures.
Structures in their yard. And the HOA tried to tell her she had to take it. She had to take it down and get rid of it. And I'm like, okay.
It's 3 inches too high. It's just over.
And then another TV show, they're like, people are literally taking rulers out and measuring your grass to make sure that you've cut it and it's at the proper length. And if I ever saw someone measuring my grass, that ruler is going where the sun don't shine. That's going to be an unhappy taint.
Ow.
Don't use a metal ruler then.
Because a wooden one would be that much better.
I was going to say, use something with some give.
I would say that whoever it is that would have to suffer that from Samantha would know exactly how far not to push you. Literally. Like, it would be down to the measurement of like, okay, so I know if I push her that far, then it goes in my butt. Okay. Don't push her that far next time.
Safe word is clean gutter.
Our safety word today will be landscape.
It changes weekly, so keep up.
She's not going to tell you the safe word. You just have to guess.
Yeah.
But like, it's something home related.
If you know, if I'm working all day and I come home and I'm like, I'm paying my bills, and then one of those bills is, you know, my HOA fucking dues. I'm like, fuck and you. Like, I'm not paying you for the privilege of something that I'm already working my ass off to have, says the guy who does not own a home. Yeah, I'm standing up for the little guy whose sofa I might need to crash on at some point in time in the future. I'm fighting for you.
Fighting for the little guy.
Well, fortunately, Samantha has a house that needs heated, so you're probably welcome there, Jim.
We have an extra bed.
Parts of me are. The warm parts. See, and you said you turned down the heat when you were going to get ready for bed. Is that something you do regularly?
Yeah, every night.
Every night. So what you do is, your poor man, he's laying there, all unassuming. There's no clue, just sitting there being him, right? That. Generating his own heat that he made himself. And then in comes the heat vampire. Oh, you're so warm. I was.
Hey, okay. First the fuck of all.
Come at me.
He comes into bed and steals my heat because I go to bed before him.
The anger keeps you warm, Samantha. The anger keeps you warm.
Naming the show Heat Vampire, Jim. Way to go.
Yay.
Heat Vampire.
Let's get another t-shirt designed with Heat Vampire.
It's just a picture of Samantha doing the vampire face.
Do they have any more of that hypercolor fabric left? Can we still make some shirts out of that?
A heat vampire just has a blanket on them and their hands and feet are sticking out and they're cold.
Icicles dripping off of them.
But the center is warm. Come to me.
They open their mouth and their fangs are just icicles.
I've come like to that. Suck That's your funny. Heat.
Yeah. We need someone to design this. Any designers out there that would like to create a heat vampire with heat sucking icicle teeth, please send it to us on a transparent background PNG file.
Does anybody know why the sun defeats a heat vampire?
Why?
Because it's warm. The sun's back. You don't have to. You can leave me alone now. I can. You can just get your. You put maybe put some socks on your cold ass feet. That's a trick that I don't know. I don't know. Women learn at summer camp or whatever. But like the old, like you're sitting there and you're just about to drift off, and then you. It's not like a taser. It does feel kind of electrical when like it's like when I imagine it's like when Rogue would touch someone and like absorb their powers. That's what it feels like when you're when someone's cold hand or foot touches you and like doesn't like it was like a, ooh, oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump you. It's a oh, there's the good stuff. Oh, that's where you've been hiding it.
See, no, okay. It's
when
not
those
just
cold
women
hands reach down do and that. Cup your taint.
Just looking for the warmth, man. Just so that vampire just like, instincts kick in.
Regular vampires go nice. For the jugular. Heat vampire goes for the taint.
There you go. So like the vampire in Once Bitten was a heat vampire.
Who was it? Wait, sorry. Who was the heat vampire?
The one in the vampire from Once Bitten, Jim Carrey's first yeah. movie, because the vampire teeth were in the inner thighs. So she's a heat vampire. So last night, when Ryan finally came to bed, because his office is upstairs and it's cold and he's playing his game, and he's like, he comes to bed, he's like, my hands are so cold, and then he puts them right underneath me and I was like, oh my god. He's like, but you're, I'm trying to scoot away. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you're so warm.
You should be thankful he doesn't do what I do, because when my hands get cold they go right in Bree's cleavage.
Oh, he did that to me earlier today. So that too.
Wow. Okay.
I'm in the middle of working and he's just like, right down the shirt.
So once the rings go on the finger, it's pretty much just like, okay.
It's a free for all.
It's kind of cold. Excuse- hey, babe, can you bring him over real quick? Thanks. Yeah. Hands getting kind of chill.
He pokes my boobs all the time.
It's okay. It's okay, Sam. It's a safe place. Just pokes them. Just like
show us on your room where he pokes them.
Especially if it's a little cold, he's always like slowly coming at him like jaws, like and then he'll just poke it and leave.
Well, don't leave me hanging.
So I started doing it to him.
Touch me in the morning.
He pokes your boobs, you flick his testicles?
No, I poke his nipple.
Literally tit for tat. Literally. Yep.
Actually, that's more of a tit for tit.
Tit for taint.
Nip for nip.
Nip for nip.
Tip for taint.
Damn it.
Good news is
I think she just renamed the episode.
Good news is I just got a green light for my reality show. Bad news is it's called Tit for Taint. What's it about? You don't want to know. Can I be
a
contestant?
If you find out, you're really going to regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta write it down before I forget it.
Tits for taints and
so what do you guys have got for your Christmas plans? Anything? Because let's face it, COVID's fucked everything up. So
yeah,
nothing. Well, all the gifts I ordered for people are where they need to be, so that's good.
Nice. So Santa's already done his magic work.
Yep,
that's good.
So just so the listeners know, we will be off for Christmas, but we have some really fun stuff planned for the last show of the year.
We do. So
We just haven't told Jim what it is.
Dude, it is so good.
He's just going to show up one day and it's just going to be really cool.
I can't even talk about it.
Like, we haven't even told him when we're recording. So
he's just going to get a notification for Zoom meeting and be like, shit.
But oh, man.
Guys, give me 10 minutes. Nope.
Nope. We're going now.
Fuck. I'm just trying to type and put my hands on my own cleavage at the same time. I mean, I could do it.
Yeah, it's not quite the same
when you do it to yourself.
Hey, again, heat is heat. Heat is fucking heat. All right.
Teats for heats.
There's a new t-shirt design, but only for the ladies.
it's just boobs that says put your hands here for warmth.
Be careful where you wear that.
Yeah, right.
I was just doing what the shirt said to do.
Why are you arresting me?
Awful lot of police officers here. Your Honor.
So
no, yeah, show us on the t-shirt where it's right there.
the t-shirt showed us the way.
Oh man.
So taking a bit of a turn, did you guys get a chance to check out the shop?
I did.
I'm
actually
so glad you brought it up, because I wanted to promote. We have a merch shop, everyone.
Whoa. Yes.
Hey.
Put us on your body. It'll be our secret. It'll be our secret.
You know, this is submissible in court.
Submissible?
Submissible.
Submissnipple?
Your honor. Your honor. I have
honor.
Evidence which is submissible to this cost.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I think your lawyer had a stroke. You might want to see to that.
But he's still super effective. I mean,
I present
Giuliani.
This toast. Will someone answer that phone?
I'm melting over here.
I have sprung a leak.
That video is hands down my favorite video of 2020. Giuliani just ripping a big old fart in Congress. And that poor lady just like,
she was like,
are you fucking serious right now?
Trying so hard to keep a straight face. Every single time I see that video, it makes me laugh. Cause her reaction is the best.
That's exactly, it's not the fart. It's the reaction.
100%. Jim, have you seen that clip?
I have.
Oh my God.
I'm thankful that technology has not expanded into smell-o-vision at this point in time. Because based on, you know, how he looks, you know, he's not eating a lot of fruits and veggies.
Well, you know? And those are some sensitive mics, or he really just ripped it. And
well,
bless
you know,
him, too, because he did not even break, or he just kept on going.
He probably didn't even.
That's how you know you're an old man. Yes. When you just rip a fart in public and you just don't even care.
Well, I don't know if he was aware of it because, yeah.
Oh,
you know,
come on.
There's a point when, well, I mean, he
you think he's
so
like
much,
a dog and he hears it. It's like, who did that? Where did that come from?
Maybe. But I think maybe it was more like he's been talking so much shit. He's not sure what end it's coming out of anymore.
That's true, too.
My ass would like to make a point here, Your Honor.
No.
Like, your ass has made several points. We need it to stop.
But that lady, man, and she's like right in the dust zone. So, you know, she got a good whiff of it.
In the line of fire. You could have played it. Yeah.
She was played it like off so like a shocked. But the second one, did you see the second one? She starts kind of like shaking her head and trying so hard not to just burst out laughing.
Yeah, they could have played it off as like a chair squeak. But
the leather.
Yeah.
But you know, the best part is right after that, it was released that she got COVID. So was it the fart that gave her COVID?
It did hang in the air, I'm sure.
It is airborne.
Weaponized flatulence.
He's weaponized his farts.
Trump tried to warn us about this. No one wanted to listen to him.
You're right. Oh. Best president ever. My favorite.
Can we get back to our merch shop,
please? Yes. Buy our shit, please.
So we have hoodies, we have t-shirts, we have mugs and stickers.
Yes.
Speaking of fecal matter, buy our shit.
It won't fart on you, but you can fart in it.
Not actually fart that. Scented.
That's not the new cologne we're going to that's the next thing we're going to add is a line of colognes from Jim. Just farts scented cologne.
Farts and armpit sweat.
Ooh, de Jim.
Literal eau de toilette.
Scraped right off his taint.
Right into the jar and right into your nose. Okay, so our shop. So there's two designs. And they're
Jim's look.
Go ahead.
That's fine. That's fine. Good to know what y'all really think. It's fine. It's good to know.
No, it's not that you smell. It's that you can make the smell.
That's I'm glad. All. Thank you for believing in my dream.
Okay. Back to center. So
we have two different, or we have several different styles available.
Two different design shirts that are inspired by the Humane Apple Pie episode from last year's 2019 Thanksgiving. So,
which is a fantastic episode. Do yourself a favor and go listen to all of us mocking Samantha for her baking skills.
Hey, I have pretty good baking skills.
And her savage cruelty towards produce.
Fucking
no,
apples.
No. We taught her how to humanely dispatch produce.
It was pretty inhumane before that.
Yeah. It used to be really savage, but we talked her down, and now she's much more humane when it comes to dealing with taking out the produce.
Hence the name, before it was Apple Pie.
Yeah, before it wasn't so much an orchard as it was a killing field. So
apple juice everywhere. It was
now
gross.
She slowly sinks the apples into water and holds them under until the bubbles stop.
She would drink the apple's blood. That's disgusting. Oh my god.
So, a friend of mine designed.
She peeled them alive. She's a monster. In front of their other.
She used to garrote them right off the tree.
Arr. Yeah, it was pretty nasty. I got a lot of hate mail.
One piece of hate mail.
Apple sympathizers rise up.
It was from Danny.
He's like, Sam, how dare
how
you?
Could I can't, you?
I can't bookmark this. How could you?
We haven't been able to curb her bloodlust for pumpkins, though.
Yeah, fuck those things.
I'm with you. I mean, I'll fuck up some pumpkin.
So we have two graphic designs. One of them is a red apple being
still
killed.
Trying to land this plane. It's hilarious.
Assume crash positions.
Captain, the Titanic is going down. No, no, no.
No, we can. No,
we can roll this. We can get it. We can do it.
Everyone, just start paddling. Paddle faster.
Everyone, hold your breath all at once. 3, 2. Our collective air in our lungs will float the rest of the ship. Anyway. So
the Hindenburg is going up in flames. No, everyone spit.
Hello, Tower. This is not another podcast. Requesting permission to land. Negative, Ghost Rider. Pattern is full.
Oh, I quit.
Two designs. Like you mean about Apple Pie, we got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got stickers.
So we have a beautiful red apple.
Yes. And,
which is being euthanized.
Yep.
And then the green apple that is
the more Ed Gein crowd, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. For those that would like to hollow out the skull of a poor defenseless apple.
The green apple design is my favorite.
Use its innards to brew an alcohol and then pour that same abomination back into the carcass of the apple.
Using the apple skull to drink the cider.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a little cinnamon stick.
Yeah. Well, that's political. I mean, that's clearly it shows our allegiance, not another podcast, allegiance with El Salvador. I mean, I thought it was a little on the nose. Hopefully most people will be like, oh, it's just cinnamon stick. And they're not going to be like, yeah, a cinnamon stick.
That's just too far.
Yeah.
I mean, that's saying something. QAnon.
But hey, my voice got shouted down. I tried to be like, let's be a little more subtle, guys. But
hey,
like, nope.
Look, we didn't do oranges. Oranges would have been really on the nose.
Well,
Cheetos also cell, were up. We decided not to go with the Cheeto.
As a splinter cell, we're supposed to
So did the rest
maintain...
of America.
Samantha for the win.
The ref calls it.
Sorry, Jim, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's no good. Never have to apologize for crushing it.
Joke ninja. Bam. Strikes again. It's the
Jesus
cold
Christ. We've got
it.
A joke ninja and a joke sniper on this show.
Well, it was Jim. It was Jim that named us.
Jim's more of a joke heavy machine gunner. Just jokes constantly.
I'd agree with that.
I'm more of a joke. Well, I'm a joke slinger is how I've always self-associated. I'm
a joke guy. Grenadier.
Yep. Nope.
You, pull the pin, me. Let it go.
I got the poofy shirt and the big weird hat that's like sideways, but like big arc over my fucking dome. And you know, I got like a cutlass. I am just a comedy grenadier, whatever the fuck. What is that? What is a grenadier?
It's a grenade thrower, dumbass.
Grenade? No, you mean it's grenadier?
What?
Do you throw a hand grenade?
Yeah.
Cedric, quickly.
My hand grenade.
The bad folk have returned. Handeth me the hand grenades. Oh, no, not those hand grenades. Those are for company.
The fancy hand
grenades. Hand put me the standard hand grenade.
Put those next to my dip in mayonnaise.
Well, Cedric, there's no reason for that kind of attitude. I merely ask for the separate kind of... Oh, they're already upon us. Oh, no. I have been bayoneted to death.
Oh, look, one of their hand grenades.
Pull the pine of the hand grenade.
Pull the pine.
And throth it.
Throth
it. Done throth it.
I'm getting too hot from laughing.
Through the air.
Look at that, Jim. You got her hot. That's how you do it, fellas.
I have that effect on the disenfranchised.
You can make her laugh. Come on.
Oh, any schmuck can make a girl laugh, but can you make her warm? That's what every girl's really looking for.
Can you get her hot?
Wop. There's some hoes in there's can some she... laughs in this house. There's some laughs in this house.
Let's make one of those memes. It's like, girl, if you can't like climb inside him for heat in the event like you are stuck on an icy mountain somewhere, then you need to leave that man.
If he doesn't open himself to you like a tauntaun.
If he doesn't let you just cut him open and start, you just climb on in like Luke Skywalker.
Leave he does him. Not make room in his intestines for you. You
if leave. He won't let you stick your icicle fangs into his taint.
The views of James Robinson do not necessarily reflect those of the collective.
Not another podcast.
Yes, they are. You all signed contracts.
Shit.
We all
knew what you were getting
into. Contracts, you say. Contracts.
Contracts.
I keep them next to my grenades.
Samantha signed it in tiger's blood.
I did. With other tiger.
Oh, man.
That was special.
It really was.
Brain train completely derailed on that one.
And watching it derail was just great.
Glorious. It was a thing of beauty.
I'm pretty sure you went cross-eyed for just a second.
It's in like the what was it, the Haunting of Emily Rose or whatever, and she's just like spewing out Latin or whatever, eyes just roll back in her head. It's it happens.
You were imbued with the spirit of all the apples you've sent to the neither world.
No, I was pretty sure Montana had messed with her head just one too many times.
Oh, that place.
It's all the sky. It's all that sky. It's where they keep the sky.
It's the big sky, not the little skies. It's the big one.
And you know why so many people in Montana are looking up? Because they're imagining being anywhere else than fucking Montana.
So I got a friend who lives in Montana willingly.
Get him out.
The family got COVID. So they're in quarantine in Montana. And I made the joke that that's like being in quarantine in quarantine.
That's like being in a being made to be put in like a dog kennel in solitary confinement in a supermax prison that's inside a mountain on a meteor.
Yeah.
In Montana.
That was a lot of layers. There's a lot to unpack.
Like onions. But unpack it anywhere else but Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, just move on. Just move on.
Move on.
So
t-shirts.
Yes, we have them.
Yeah.
And hoodies.
Cover your naked shame with Not Another Podcast.
So not only do we have these wonderful apple designs, humane apple pie designs, we also have a special little holiday bundle. So you can get yourself a little ugly Christmas sweater and a matching mug that says Not Another Podcast.
And Danny will get you pregnant.
Yes. That's what's in
and
the
you
mug.
You will not like it.
Like a normal baby.
I don't want to complain, but my mug arrived and it was still warm. I don't know. Is that normal?
That's how you heat up the coffee.
Yeah. It's self-heating mug. It's Not Another Podcast.
Self-impregnating mug.
I do not like this mug at all. Do you want tea? I do not. I do not
no matter
tea.
What I put in it, it all tastes like failure.
I'll have a Coke in the can, unopened. Thank you.
I'll take my chance with the rats pee and poo on the can than I will that mug. Everything just tastes salty when you use this.
This tastes like Danny.
Is this mug made out of leather? Every time I use this mug, I get hair in my mouth. It is not a practical means of cutlery
The mug is made of hair.
Yeah.
Every time I use this mug, I get hair in my mouth. Not Another Podcast. Buy a mug today.
Thanks to our amazing partnership with Crazy Dan's Taxidermy, we can pass
Dance and Dance.
Dance and Dan's Taxidermy and Fireworks. We also do taxes. Come on down, bring the youngins. There's something they can fiddle with.
We'll slaughter a cow while you wait. Dance and Dan's meats and tans. You and taxes.
You bring us skin, we'll make it into a plate. We'll make it into a gravy boat. We'll make it into whatever the fuck you want. We won't even ask where the skin came from.
If you come today, we'll weave you a mug out of pubic hair.
Whose pubic hair, you say?
How would that even work, James? I mean, sincere. I mean, it's just, it's made out of hair. I mean,
buy one of our mugs, Jim, and find out.
We just mix it with alpaca.
You would just, what you do is you put our mug in another mug, and then you just pour hot water in, and then you pull our mug out, and then you throw them both away. Not a practical gift at all. No. We have all this hair. What are we going to do with all this pubic hair?
It's a grow Russian your own hair mug.
I've been collecting monthly it for years. You've been shaving your own pubic hair for years? No, I've just been collecting it. I'm not weird.
I'm not weird.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you don't know me, obviously. But I was curious.
Do you have any pubic hair lying around?
Can I just take a look at the bottom of your tub?
I'll try to settle it.
I'm going door to door giving Brazilians.
Door to door Brazilian flex. No, I got all these. I open up my trench coat and it's just filled with candles. I gotta get the wax from somewhere.
From behind you somewhere, there's a CD player with like Enya.
You like John Cicada? Of course, everybody likes John Cicada.
Gotta set the mood. Make it a nice experience.
Yeah, that's a good harvest.
I have to strap you down for my safety. I can
That should be the name of the episode, is A Good Harvest.
It's Good Harvest.
Oh, my God.
Just the villagers bringing these, like, you know, handmade, like, baskets filled, overflowing with just different colored hair, trimmed and piled. We offer you this offering of our bodily, I don't know,
I get you front to back. I want to make sure to get all of that hair.
Bodily foliage.
Bodily foliage.
Nether foliage.
Think nether of me foliage. As your body landscaper.
Nether foliage.
Nether foliage is, I think, like the D&D game that you would play. You create a character.
That's the
hair.
Name of my new Renaissance fair band.
Nether
foliage.
We're really popular in the fall, obviously.
Greetings, we are Nether Foliage.
Yeah, where do we park? We gotta go. Look at the time. We're kind of hoping for the guy with the Falcons, but we got this weird band instead.
Oh, but wait, the finale, we're gonna be throwing hand grenades into the audience.
Filled with dipping mayonnaise.
That also has wax in it. Reginald, come with the strips.
Warmed by the taint of many warm men.
Warmed by the taint of warm men.
Well, I mean, we tried it with cold men and it did not work. I mean, it did, but there's a lot of extra work involved.
You just have to dip it all into a mug. Then we sell that mug. That's why you always have hair in your mouth.
So wrong.
Stop licking the mug, Samantha.
So how was the music? The music was so-so, but they shaved us afterwards. That was different.
Like, don't know how I feel about it. Like, I feel oddly free.
You got
and, like,
shaved?
A little cool.
They plucked me.
Oh,
ow.
You went to the early show. Yeah. You want to go to the, you want to go to the late show. You want to go to the late show.
By then they're tired. They just want to get out of there.
Yeah. They're in a plucking mood.
Mass waxing.
Oh my God. What have we found? It looks like a mass waxing detective.
it's a cult. It's not like drink the Kool-Aid. It's like we're gonna have a mass.
The cult of the nether foliage.
Welcome to the nether foliage cult.
Right this way for your waxing.
Or if you prefer the first time is plucking. After that is waxing. If you can get through the plucking without screaming, you can enter. And then you pay us $5,000 to get to level 2. I don't know what that voice was.
It's like a subsect of Scientology, basically. Yes,
exactly.
That's how you get into the 14th level of Scientology.
Yeah, the one where you disappear and are never heard from again.
Let me guess.
Because the pluckings never go right.
If you scream during the plucking, then you get tossed into a volcano. It's not just for virgins.
That's why they pluck you on the edge, because if you scream, they can just roll you in.
And if we're throwing you in a volcano, we don't want to be smelling that burnt pubic hair. We want to shave all that off first, okay? Sacrifice isn't for the person getting thrown in. It's for the villagers that survive, okay? That's what a sacrifice is to a volcano.
Like Pompeii didn't happen because that it was, you know.
No, Pompeii happened because they didn't pluck the virgin.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Just big muffs everywhere.
What do you think preserved everything so well? Oh my gosh.
Does that make tumbleweed like nature's pubic hair?
I absolutely love it when Samantha horrifies herself.
I'm like, I've been to Pompeii. I've just made myself feel bad.
And you'll think of them the next time that you wax.
Yay! You this one's for you!
Pompeii!
You take out the trash y'all do when I got back. I got an appointment. I got to go take the girls to Pompeii, if you know what I mean.
You got to take the labias to Pompeii.
It's a day trip. It's just a day trip. I'm not going to be...
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Just imagining the lady doing the waxing the first time someone shouts up Pompeii. She's like, that's a new one.
Huh. Actually, what's really funny is that this wouldn't be such a, like, Pompeii had some of the whorehouses there. So when I was there and we were walking through.
Wait, hold on. Are these still operational?
No. Yeah. But in the concrete, in the stone concrete.
You can get a rub and ash for like $50. It's really nice.
There's like a leg and an elbow sticking out like at a weird angle. Like these two people.
Yeah, and then it can't move. You'll have to create the friction yourself. But, you know.
Oh, Jim's really good at creating friction.
Yeah, there you go. Friction. It's a friction method. Okay.
Naturally occurring geometric heat. Geothermic heat.
There are slabs in the concrete that are actually that have penises sanded into them that are arrows, and then the building has little penis on it to say that's where the whorehouse is.
So it's like a penitorium or a
penitorium.
It's a guide.
Yeah. Penis pharmacy.
Instead of like a little white rabbit, just think of like the little white rabbit's penis.
I will not.
Unless it's shaved, okay.
Well, yeah, that really changes Alice in Wonderland.
Technically, it is a hair. So, kind of on the fence with this one.
Yeah, well, wax it, it'll get rid of it.
No, it's like the monster from Marvin the Martian. You can just keep shaving it and shaving it. Eventually, just be a pair of eyes and Chuck Taylor's on the floor with a bunch of pubes.
That's where we get the hair for our mugs.
Yeah.
It's Martian hair.
Victimless crime.
Martian. Sorry.
Hold on a second here. I'm going to buy you one of these t-shirts from your store now. Is this real American pubic hair? Or is this that imported Martian pubic hair I keep hearing about on the Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, no, sir. We get all our pubic hair from China.
All right. American? Like Earth? China, yes, or like that Mars China?
We export our pubic hair to Earth China, and they send it to Mars China. All right. And then they send it to Mexico.
Okay.
And then it crosses the border.
I'm with you.
And then we sell it.
See, that makes sense. That make a whole lot of sense. All right. Go ahead and shave me. All right. Go ahead. I'm cool with it now. I get it.
Oh,
get
I'm
it.
Sorry, sir. To make sure we get the best hair follicles, we have to pluck you.
Oh, okay.
You can't scream. Otherwise, the volcanoes erupt.
And you won't get your T-shirt.
Can I giggle? Can I giggle?
Oh, sure, please.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as we can giggle when we pluck each hair.
Well, I would imagine so.
Every time a plucker giggles, an angel gets its wings.
It's in the Bible, I'm pretty sure.
Duh.
I mean, if someone...
Well, at least the plucker's constitution.
If someone is plucking... if someone is plucking your pubic hair out of your body one by one and they're not... giggling, if they're just like stone-faced,
they're a sociopath.
Then what are you doing with your pubic hair? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing letting this weirdo pluck your pubes?
So right. I have
use your fucking head. Come on, did you learn nothing at summer camp?
I not another summer camp. Please God, not another one. So
we all had a summer of 92.
Girl,
that was going to be our next business venture was not another summer camp. You could send your kids to be counseled by Samantha, Danny, Bryce, Big Jim, and James.
Do you have any clue just how cheap real estate is on Crystal Lake? I mean, it is like they're giving it away. It is like ridiculous.
Not another death camp. So,
ooh, I heard it once.
And I was like, well, we're just gonna.
That took a hard turn. That we're gonna just reverse back out of the driveway.
I mean, obviously, we're gonna want to isolate that audio for blackmail purposes. But definitely,
like Danny's audio.
As a project, definitely no, not another no.
Anyway, so
I'm gonna spend my whole day tomorrow just isolating clips from this show.
Not another blackmail.
And then I blow you up with a hand grenade.
Rapscallion! Nigel, bring them to me again. Yes, quickly now.
I demand satisfaction. I'm going to slap you with my hand grenade.
But don't worry, I haven't pulled the pine. So I have a question.
Oh, shit, I did.
Whoops. So, bend over. So
and count to thrice.
Bite the pillow.
And think of England.
Ooh, looks like we need to do some plucking down here. Your nether foliage is quite lush.
This is the fucking weirdest Ren Faire we've ever been. We need to get the kids and get the fuck out. I don't care how good the turkey legs are. We need to go now.
Take one to go. Do the turkey legs have hair in it? No? Okay, fine.
No, but the beer steins do.
Only the cups.
They just plucked our Uber driver. We need to go.
Only the drinking vessels.
I got some kind of weird speaking disorder here. I don't know. It's something in the water.
Some of the hand grenades, too.
Question. Is this little world we're creating something entirely separate from Menstrata's universe? Or is nether foliage Menstrata's, like, nemesis? Or is just this entirely separate universe?
Well, nether region, I think, is where Menstrata is from, I believe. If I have
nether
my lore
foliage,
correct.
Or
no, or nether is foliage this, is what is she eats shop? To get her strength.
Yeah, or is this a shop within her community? Is
See,
this like a service?
The plucking shop.
Yeah, nether foliage plucking shop.
Well, no, I see this as like Menstrata's origin story. Her village
during the Great Shaving were wiped, were removed. Well, they were scraped from their village. She was left a small.
They were papped, if you will.
Yeah, a small band of rebels remained in a triangular formation, and they were left alone for a while. But then Menstrata left to seek revenge on those that had shaved her family.
See, I'll go a step further and say, because there's
please go a step further.
There's no plants to make fiber to make clothing. They have a town plucker to pluck the hair from everyone to weave clothing.
Creepy Eric, yeah. Only job we got for you, buddy. How are you plucking? I'm real good. That's disturbing.
Everyone must go once a year to be plucked from the neck down so Menstrata's community can have clothing. You get, and after each plucking, you get a coupon for 30% off at the clothier.
See, this is starting to sound a little bit like The Mandalorian, but like instead of like Beskar, it's just pubes.
They call it pubars.
Yeah, pubars. Is that what you get when you throw your hand grenades?
It's the best armor in the land, pubar.
Shaved from the bodies of Mandalorians and forged in the fire of the nether region.
plucked from heat vampires.
Seek the taint forge of Jim the Large. He is one of the last remaining.
He will reveal the riddle of pubar to you.
He is a cocksmith of the oldest and highest order. He used to work in Pompeii, but
ran a whorehouse there.
Yeah. It had a pubar penis.
You had to be 21
engraved on it.
Inches to get in.
The door of the entrance was marked by a hairy penis. The exit was marked by a clean shaven penis.
No, there was a trail of pubes. That was like our whole thing.
Followed the trail of pubes.
Ooh, piece of pubis. Ooh, piece of pubis.
Kind of like in like a quiet place, like, but instead of sand, it was just pubes, and they led right
to another pubic hair. Ooh, another pubic hair. Ooh, another pubic hair.
Follow the creepy furry road. Follow the creepy furry road.
Follow the creepy road. Follow the fuzzy road.
Follow the pubic road. Follow the pubic road.
No, she's got to find the pubes to shave. She's got to pluck the road as she goes.
This journey is going to take forever.
It's only like 5 feet.
This is probably the one time.
Over here, make this so much easier.
I think this is the one time Judy Garland's glad she's dead. Because she's like, you're dragging me into this shit? No, okay.
I need someone contact my estate.
Nigel, contact someone at my estate.
Bring the hand grenades.
Immediately.
In my grenadier.
Okay, I've had enough of this bullshit.
Yeah,
I think that's what every one of our listeners says at the end of the show. I've had enough of this shit.
At the end? Dude, they started.
there's more? God.
So, buy Patreon. Our merch at...
You're still gonna
merch.streamelements.com/notanotherpodcast.
It's like Die Hard 2 when like they can't let the planes land because they know that the tower's fucked up, so they're like, we're on fumes. Please just let us land.
There's Samantha lighting a line of pubes to light.
Like John McClane. She's just got two pube torches.
I've got a bottle of wax line of pubes taped down, to my back.
Down the runway.
Two Russian teenagers like, hey, it's Boris, come with. Let her just take off like top layer. He's fine.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother waxer.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.